Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Poodle, it's time to...
come clean.
Come clean. You know, it's Pride Month. It's about coming out. Y'all, a lot of you wondered, you know, some of you don't realize that two gay men can just be friends, and not, Poodle and I've never had a relationship, never had we've never even had a moment. We always knew we wanted to be sisters, and
we've
never been honest about the reason. And today, we're going to tell you, you guys.
The trouble is two tops.
We're two tops, y'all. We're two tops. Just kidding. We're two big bottoms.
I gotta say.
Two big bottoms.
Oh, sure I can have a baby after 45. Let me throw these chicken bones. I never thought I'd have a blonde American wife. But when I brought you that ranch dressing, I knew I'd be your dipping sauce for life. I booked a dream vacation on a tropical isle. I only wanted to bone. Oh, how could I have known that I'd wind up knocked up and really pissed? Oh, love in paradise. We're planting a banana tree. Love in paradise. Have you heard of polyamory? I swear that I can see forever in your giant dick. Love in paradise. It's the size of my arm. Fade it, Gary. Wonderful, it, wonderful. Gary.
The fact that it's a whole storyline revolves around being two tops, that's gay rights. That is motherfucking gay rights. I'm not even joking about this. This is gay rights.
I sent a message to Kenny and Armando on Instagram, and I said, this is representation. It is, though. It's kind of like Wah said from Just Call Me Wah when we were talking about... we were talking about Bilal, and she said, you know, she said, as a black woman, I just appreciate, it's not always going to be necessarily what you want to see, but it's representation. And I went, it was her.
Wow.
And I was like.
And I was like, that sucks.
But wow. I thought, this is represent. I mean, literally, this episode is the title, Two Tops.
The trouble with Two Tops.
Did you ever think you would see that as a gay man, like. On legitimate television.
I thought it would be an episode of Queer as Folk.
Yeah.
Yeah, which I'm
Will and
watching
Grace,
right now. No, oh, not even
one.
Then. Not even, no, that would be too racy
the
for them.
The new Will and Grace, when they came back.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah.
But they wouldn't have done it. You're right. They wouldn't have done it on old school Will and Grace.
I, you know, just a little bit of a sidebar. I really wanted to hate it because... it seems very woke and new.
New Queer as Folk, I haven't watched it.
I don't hate it.
That's saying something.
I don't love it.
The really hot guy from Hacks is on it.
He's
never... so cute.
You know, this is weird. I like him. I think it's his character. He's kind of the worst thing in it.
Oh, really?
I'm shocked. I think it's what he's having to play right now. Mm-hmm. The lead guy is amazing.
Really?
Yes. He's obviously very attractive. He's compelling, but he's an asshole. He's obviously kind of weird. I don't know who's the Brian. Obviously him, because he's dealing with...
Is it HBO? This is
no, Peacock.
Peacock.
I want to see your Peacock.
Cock, cock.
There's a trans character who's very interesting. I don't necessarily love her non-binary partner right now because she gets the bad role as well. She has to play the grumpy one. But and the kind of the teenager, the Justin role is an aspiring drag queen who I also don't hate. I'm kind of shocked. I thought
you're
I would
usually
despise
the biggest
it. I hate
this.
Everything.
Yes. That means I probably would like it.
It's very soapy. I keep waiting for it to completely turn me off. It hasn't yet.
Okay.
Yeah.
Check
so.
It out. Check. They're not paying us for an advertisement, but check out
Queer
as Folk.
They are not.
Peacock.
They're definitely not paying us.
They should be.
Because then I would rave about it.
Love it. No, they're not.
It's the best thing I've seen since The Wire.
Honest to God poodle. There you go. You get an honest review.
Yeah. It's interesting to see. The reviews have been mixed. But what I love about this, it is letting the leads be like kind of shitty people. And that's interesting.
Yeah.
So it's because the guy from Hacks, I think, is very attractive, but either he has nothing to do. And actually one of the guys who, spoiler, the worst thing about it that happens is, or the thing that I'm still kind of deciding if it's okay or not, is that there is, spoiler alert, and trigger warning, there is a shooting, like a Pulse-style nightclub shooting in the first episode.
I'm going to pass. I don't want to watch that right now.
Yeah,
no. Just, I don't want to deal with that right now.
Yeah.
There's just
exactly.
Not for me right now.
That was it for me. Now, does it happen quickly and you don't? It's mostly about what happens after. Mm-hmm. But, you know, it was definitely a choice. I don't think the producers of this knew what was going to happen.
What a timely choice, sadly.
Yeah.
That still is so relevant.
I can barely hear you. You're so off of your microphone.
I am?
Yeah. Now I
okay.
hear you.
Yeah, it's just a timely choice.
Yeah.
I'm here. I'm talking. All right, I'll turn it up.
Whenever you turn it up, it's too loud.
Well, it's too late now. You asked for it.
Also, you start, anytime I ask you to speak up, you start screaming.
I'm not screaming.
You know what? Fuck all this shit about Queer as Folk, because I think straight people can watch it, but.
Yeah, who cares? I want to talk about
it. I think all gay people, or all people who identify as queer, should give it a chance just because it is a reboot. We know how, I never really liked the American version, but I still watched it because it's all we had.
It's all we have.
Yeah. Anyway, let's talk about Lip. Lip season two. Lip to Lip.
Lip to Lip. Episode
Love in
one.
Paradise.
This is on a free feed because, y'all, this is on Discovery Plus.
Yeah.
So we're going to put the first two episodes on the free feed. And then we're going to go behind the Patreon and Supercast paywall at the $5 tier.
Yep.
And in about 3 months when this comes out,
3 or 4
TLC,
months, yeah, who knows
we'll
their timeline.
It. I will say, Armando messaged me back and said, and I normally don't watch Pillow Talk, but Kenny and Armando are pillow talking this. Kenny's going to be
they
so.
They are?
Kenny's going to be so. Was I supposed to say that?
Probably not.
No, Kenny's going to be so shady. Well, no, they are because one episode is dropping on TLC like now, and then the rest are going to happen.
I didn't see Pillow Talk, though.
They are going to do a Pillow Talk, though, I think.
For
That's
this
what
show.
He said, yeah.
Did they do one for the season one? I don't
Maybe
know.
Not.
I don't watch
Maybe
Pillow
I'll
Talk.
Edit this out. Maybe I won't. I don't know. But.
There's no editing.
Kennedy's going to be shady.
Kennedy?
Kenny, sorry. Oh. Shady, shady. I'm ready.
Let's just jump in. Let's just jump in.
I love this. I just want to say, if you haven't seen season one of Lip, It's well worth the watch. We really enjoyed it.
And are they even calling this Caribbean Love now?
No, it's just Love in Paradise now.
Okay.
And because
Colombia is not the Caribbean.
Yeah. I don't think...
Smart move.
Is Mexico considered?
No,
yeah.
No.
So, they're all over the place. It was interesting, as I was watching this on TV this morning, and my boyfriend was watching, he just kept saying, like, three times, "What the fuck?" And this is kind of what I felt like the casting this time, I mean, ranch dressing is going to be the heart of this season, I think.
They are.
Who knew Amber and Daniel are going to be the normal people?
I like it how Daniel's becoming American because he's got a beer gut now. Just slightly.
Ooh, I'm not complaining.
I'm not complaining. I'm just saying, some people go to America and they get they go to the Cheesecake Factory enough and eat those big meals.
It looks hot on him.
He is so hot.
He is so hot. I read an article that people that are soft in the middle are better lovers. They have more stamina.
What article did you read?
It was like a real, it wasn't like
an Oklahoma Daily.
No, it wasn't on like Queerty. It was like a real thing like Slate.
This
I
sounds
don't know.
Made up. I don't disagree with you, but I don't
you
know how
by experience.
Exactly. I don't know how they would quantify that. Did they weigh people and then see?
Some woman said, "I'm going to have a bunch of men with abs and a bunch of men not with abs." Fuck me.
This was scientific.
I think it was.
Let's just get on with it.
But, you know, really, we could just ask you. It's basically, you have talked about using the scientific method.
Yeah. I have quite a good sampling.
Tested and tested.
You know, I
you know, we're gonna do.
It's
do
my
again,
job. I'm a seeker of knowledge.
You are a scientist.
Yeah. I need to do it for science. That's every time I fuck somebody. Ooh. So I can be another in my sampling pool.
It's also, I have a prediction already. Sorry, I'm because of this episode was great.
You need to take a breath.
Oh, I love it so much. Y'all, I'm telling you, just pay the fucking $5 for Discovery Plus. This is going to be so good.
Well, you'll get it in 3 months, too.
I know, but you're going to have to wait. I couldn't want to wait. Because they're going to be talking about it in the Facebook group, so I can't be, be upset.
They'll be talking about it in the Facebook group, but you can see a post and choose not to read it.
But people don't scroll on by.
The freedom that we have, that we forget we have to not read something.
It's true.
People get so upset.
But there's,
they don't have Discovery Plus or something.
Between this and Pig Royalty, worth
it. It's fine. It's fine if you don't have it.
It is. But I'm already making a prediction that of all of this mess, Ariana is still going to be probably the messiest person on this season.
Okay. Okay. I'm going to turn on Timey. We changed Timey's batteries, by the way. Timey is fine. She just needed an oil change.
She did need an oil change.
Do you need to stop the podcast?
No, I'm going
to
keep going.
Okay. God, we do this. We get ready before.
We do.
So I hope
you
don't piddle on my couch. I agree that she's pulling an Emily, although I like her so much more than Emily.
So much more than Emily.
Which is, I don't have to like her a lot to like her more than Emily. But
I like Ariana, yeah.
What she's conflating is the fact that she had a baby with someone within a couple of days, or got pregnant within a couple of days of knowing him, and also that they are in a loving relationship.
Yeah. You know what you know what I wish? I wish Emily was with Sherlon, because I wish Ariana was with Kobe, because Ariana...
I don't want to do that to either of them.
But it is like, Emily is treating Kobe like he is acting like Sherlon, who is clearly...
That is true.
...just not going to ever be interested in this woman, and barely, I think, is even going to give much attention to the kid.
Yeah.
Whereas Kobe is like fucking doing all he can trying to be a good dad.
I think Sherlon sees his child... In a way where he does want to be part of the child's life, but wants really not a lot to do.
Yeah,
he is still it's still in the theoretical for him.
Yeah.
And for and Ariana is trying to make it happen through sheer will. And it is something, y'all, if you're new to this and you don't want to watch their first season, it was hard. It was hard to watch. Everyone but Ariana that Sherlon isn't really ready to marry her, isn't really to, let's just say, have a relationship with her.
Her poor mother. It's worth seeing. And y'all, worth seeing for them, Mark and Kay. That's the last time we saw Mark and Kay, Poodle. They're not together
anymore.
Love
is dead. You know, going back, I just love it that was one of 90 Day Fiancé's first forays into a couple who had a relationship before.
Mm-hmm.
And then like are rekindling something.
Which
is so romantic.
I'm telling you, if you want Poodle to get interested in a story, tell him that people were in a relationship like 20 years prior, but life just intervened and it didn't work out, and they get back together again. That romanticism you fall for.
Also, the high stakes. He took care of her in fucking rehab.
It was, you know what?
Every human being felt for them. You just don't have emotions.
I would say this, but it could be a good script for Keira Knightley.
Yes, it could be.
It's true. I'm just saying that you're a romantic. I'm just trying to point out
you're a romantic.
Way more than me.
Yeah, you're dead. You're dead inside.
It is.
Just in general, though, I think everyone's an absolute mess.
Oh.
I think we were given the gift of someone like Amber, of Amber and Daniel, who mm-hmm. was much more together, who was good on television, mm-hmm. but was kind of put together.
And they're the only person we didn't see this week, because there's five couples.
Danielle is a mess.
Oh.
She's a fucking mess.
Let's just jump in. Let's talk about Danielle and
She's 42
Johan.
From New York City, and Johan is from the DR.
New York. Sorry,
did you know
that
Alicia Keys sang that song at the Jubilee? And everyone was confused.
Wait a minute.
She's like, I just feel like London's kind of like my home, like New York. And everyone's like, okay, bitch.
No.
Yes, everyone the Brits were so confused.
So we're at the Diamond Jubilee.
She sang that song.
Why is Alicia Keys singing anyway?
Because when I'm in London, I feel like I'm home.
Does she live in London now?
I don't know.
Like, Madonna lives in London.
I don't know why.
Madonna and her new face could sing at that.
I don't know why she sang. Y'all know my feelings. Alicia Keys sings flat.
I like her more than you, but that actually just makes, like, no, why would, I don't want to have, I don't want to have.
No, read some of the tweets about Alicia Keys singing that song.
What's her name? Who has a talk show? Kelly Clarkson. I wouldn't want to have Kelly Clarkson.
Again, Kelly Clarkson is not a what's-her-name.
Well, I came up
with
it.
Just to clarify.
I wouldn't want to have Kelly Clarkson singing at the Diamond Jubilee.
Yeah.
Ariana Grande, you're not British.
I think some Americans were over there. It was Craig David. Mostly British people were doing things. Yeah.
Adele?
I don't know if she was there.
Well, a lot of Brits are mad at her because they feel like she sold out to America. Because she's dating what's his name now.
Sorry, that's where the money is.
Which, that reminds you, y'all, it's official. 90 Day UK is coming out in July.
July 24th. I put it in the Sissy Squad.
But this is on the free feed. So, yeah.
It's on Discovery Plus, I believe. I'm almost certain.
We think in America.
We will be able to see it in America. They would be idiotic.
Idiots.
If they did not make it available, because there are shows that are kind of British shows that are on Discovery Plus, so it should. And you guys, there are very complicated rules of what can air in this country what can, and so
Poodles,
let's cross our fingers.
Poodles found that out the hard way with some of his posts at picklefinder.net.
True. Some things can air here, some things cannot. And some things will get you an obscenity charge, apparently, in some countries. So, screw you, Montenegro.
Yeah, so now
can't go there. Another country I can't go to.
Another one you can't. If it doesn't air in the U.S., we're still going to cover it because y'all know we're going to find out.
We'll find a way.
We'll do a VPN and we'll figure out how to watch it.
We'll
find a way.
Where there's a queen, there's a way.
Amen to that.
Yeah. So
any other announcements, Bob? I think that's it.
Come see us live.
On the road.
What?
At least
I didn't say come see us on the what's her name.
On the what's her name.
It's a thing that people drive on.
The road, folks. Summer should be fun. Minneapolis, Detroit.
Our first show is Columbus. Columbus, Detroit, Minneapolis, Phoenix, San Francisco. That's our first five city mini thing. And then we're doing five more cities later in July.
Summer should be fun. Come out and
get
see
those
us.
Tickets.
Go to realitygaze.com or our Linktree link. We're very excited. It's going to be a good time.
Yep.
I think that's it. All right. Back to Danielle. She's from.
She's magical, she says.
I've never seen Danielle spelled with one L.
It did have one L.
Yeah, she's one L. Now, she is a teacher.
I think in a Spanish context, it would be with one L.
Oh, yeah.
Even though she doesn't speak Spanish.
She doesn't, but she could be something.
Yes,
yeah.
She could be.
She's a teacher and recently a holistic wellness coach.
A holistic wellness coach, yes.
She grew up Catholic, but now she is, it's pronounced Ifa?
Ifa.
Ifa.
Yeah, a Yoruba religion from Africa.
So, and part of that, she can't wear black in New York. Ooh, that's such a...
Did you know the bitch wore black later on the episode?
Yeah, she's so...
I was like, don't even mention it! If you're going to just...
You got to commit to it. Don't be him. Don't be a Muhammad.
I saw her in that thing, and I'm like, that bitch has got a black dress on.
Yeah, don't be a Muhammad and tell Eve she can't show her titties, but then you're sleeping in the same bed, picking and choosing.
Well, they have a nikah ceremony. But y'all, he definitely has picked and chosen what he wants.
Yes.
I just think this was funny because she literally said it, and then because she's supposed to wear pastels and white. Either she had a reading done or specifically for her, someone told her that she should be
doing
that.
Oh, I thought it was the religion didn't want you to wear black. It was a reading. Okay.
Maybe you're right. I don't know.
The religion doesn't want, or I should say religion, I don't know, or the faith.
Yeah, it's
the
faith,
practice
she says.
The doesn't like you to wear black.
Maybe you're right. I think you might be right. So the thing about, she also says, I have a big personality. I take up a lot of space.
Rolled my eyes when she said that.
Obnoxious people say I take up a lot of space.
I mean, Poodle and I take up a lot of space.
Yeah.
But we don't go around exclaiming that we take up a lot of space.
If you are around someone and they're like, I take up a lot of space, avoid them.
That could be someone who's self-centered.
I know. As soon as she said that, I was like, come on.
Yeah.
I take up a lot of space.
Yeah.
So,
now she became a single mom at 21.
Right.
So she's 42 now. So
and she's like, I've mostly chosen men to be in relationships with who I thought would be good father figures to my kid. I either
never chose anyone for me.
So this is very much a hot girl summertime. We're going to go live our life.
And good for her, living life for she's
very,
having her
shades Stelly, of Molly.
Stelly got her groove back. Stelly.
That's shades of Molly. Molly wanted to go to the DR. Yes. She's doing something for her.
Yep, y'all. We're doing a podcast and we're talking about
the biggest bombshell episode. Not just Molly and Luis. The big blow up between David and Annie's meeting Ashley and the son.
Yes.
And we find out all this about David's past. And we were both gooped. It was nuts. And then the bachelorette party of Libby.
Andre.
Take
her phone. It's a good episode. Anyway, that's on our $5 classes here. So if you decide to get Love in Paradise, you're going to get that
too.
Look at that. All right.
So she said, I've had lots of bad relationships, and she's like, so I took some time off. I went traveling, went to the Dominican Republic a few times. She's like, and I saw Johan walking through my hotel, who She's like, I saw this beautiful man. He's 32. He's a personal trainer, gym manager. I think he also teaches, it looked like he was doing either salsa or some type of dance.
Doing some type of workout.
None of that matters. He's 6'7". He's a mountain of a man.
He's gorgeous.
He's really hot.
He's fucking ripped. He's got a beautiful face. He's a gorgeous man.
And as she says, dick the size of her arm. And okay. I blacked out.
Jake just went,
I came to sometime around the queers. I had to rewind it.
I woke up and there was a dildo in my ass. Don't know how I got there. But it was there. And I went, oh, hi, friend.
I came up and the sun had turned to blood.
Yeah,
and it was just like, what's happened?
What's happened? I have to say, I feel like Matt Sharp has been listening to us.
Yeah.
Because I feel like, I really felt like between having two gay men being concerned about being two tops and a woman actually saying, no, really, his penis is the size of my arm. And she actually put her hand on her arm where his penis is. And I went, Matt Sharp, you
happy
made this.
Happy Pride, everybody.
Happy Pride. You made this for us. You made it for us.
And we've got a bisexual couple later on.
Yes.
Who I'm going to say right now is scamming the fuck out of him.
Poor Frankie, because I like Frankie.
If anyone actually thinks this is a real relationship, I've got some lovely land in Florida
like
to sell
Frankie,
you.
I like Frankie, and it's not going to go well. But I will say, I saw him dancing, and I went,
he has bad friends who tell him he can dance.
But still, it's cute.
He can't dance, though. I can dance like that.
No, you can't. We can't. We're bad dancers. We're really bad.
But he said, I discovered dance, so I felt better about myself. I was like, your friends told you could dance?
If he could,
like, pop and lock, okay.
Maybe. You watch too much So You Think You Can Dance. You have high expectations.
I just want to say.
Oh, no.
It's a very fine line between your friends supporting you and you being confident and people blowing smoke up your ass when you really don't have that.
Well, I think we'll talk about that in a bit with Danielle, with her friends.
Wow.
So, but I will say this. So he was dancing and I went, I guarantee you Danielle's top three favorite movies, Dirty Dancing. And she feels like she's baby and she doesn't want to, like, literally she fell in love with fucking Patrick Swayze at the dance. And she's completely delusional.
You know
about
why
it.
This is even more delusional? She hasn't told a single person in her life.
If you can't,
that's a red flag, y'all.
Y'all, if you can't tell somebody what you're up to, then you're up to no good.
There you go. And it's not that he's no good. In her mind, this is shameful for her.
You're up to no good yourself.
Right.
Yes.
And
You're no good.
That's the second Linda Ronstadt mention today.
Well, I was singing Linda Ronstadt before we started.
Happy Pride, everybody.
Happy Pride. I might as well sing it. She can't anymore.
That's brutal.
Well, no, she can't.
I know. It's just so sad.
She can't.
Oh, send prayers for Linda Ronstadt, y'all. Oh,
it's really sad.
Yeah,
so
Parkinson's, right?
Parkinson's,
right?
I feel like yes.
Yeah.
So we meet. She says that he's 6'7". He doesn't speak English. She doesn't really speak Spanish. But she said, but our spiritual connection was so close.
I went, the language of dance,
or his dick made you clear your
exactly.
throat.
His dick cleaned you out like a Brillo pad.
Yeah, you might as well
like one of those things that clean jars.
Yeah, she named his dick Ricola.
Ricola!
An Alpenhorn.
Fuck me.
So, okay, think about this, y'all. She went four times to DR total.
The second time, he proposed.
The second time. You know, our friend comedian on that collab, Sean Pawlowski, is right. The DR really is the top of the dick, of the gay food chain for
dick. It's up there.
So, they've only... When she first said, okay, in the very first episode, she's like, so 5 months ago, my life was changed. And then I went, wait a minute. And then I went, so I thought, but they've only known one another for five months.
And they've been 2 weeks together.
Yes. So when she goes back this time, she's
That's
going back
week three.
To marry him.
Yes. But at least it's better from the gay couple who've never met in person. No. What a fucking mess.
But they have been together for 2 years.
Yes!
And are in a committed relationship.
Okay.
Wait, save it. Save it. Save it. Save it.
One of them be lying.
Yeah. So let's talk about...
I have so much to say about them.
Let's talk about Danielle's book club. So she goes to meet her girlfriends, which are part of her book club.
And Sandra, Lisette, Rupa.
Rupa.
And Pam.
Pam, who looks like Pam from HR. And literally, Pam is the one who brought up the things like all the rules.
Pam
more
brings
optics,
up the more practical the things. Operate. Yeah,
Pam really did. Yeah. So,
although Lisette is coming down pretty hard. These friends.
I love Lisette.
These friends, I will say.
These are good friends.
These are not like Eve's friends who are trying to show off their boo-boos.
No.
They're all about.
This is the difference of Albuquerque versus when you live in fucking New York. Yeah. They're real.
They're keeping it real with her because, y'all, they know Danielle is that girl. Because
Lisette is from Long Island and she's seen some fucking shit.
Yeah, she has. And she's like, you come in here with, she's like, so what's up, Danielle? You come here with that fake smile. We know something's up. They haven't even cracked a book.
No.
There's not even wine served yet.
No, they're like, spill it, girl.
Yeah.
And she's like, well, and I will say they're all gorgeous.
They
all
are.
They're gorgeous.
Well, and Pam, Sandra's pregos.
Pam could use a 1980s makeover.
She's
got that severe middle seam with the glasses.
She needs to have that color. Glasses take over, like the Can't Hardly Wait look when they take off the glasses and they redo her.
You know, Patrick Dempsey in that movie.
Is he in that movie?
Yes.
No, Can't Hardly Wait is later. Much later. That's with, what's her name?
You know what? You said Can't Hardly Wait, but are you thinking of the movie with Tony Danza?
No.
She's Out of Control?
No, I'm thinking of Can't Hardly Wait.
There were so many movies in the 80s where someone... Oh, wait, because Patrick...
Can't Hardly Wait.
Patrick Dempsey became the hot one in his movie. He was a nerdy guy and became the hot guy.
Yeah, I'm talking about... this is the classic movie of they take off her glasses. This is Ethan Embry, Jennifer Love Hewitt... Oh, Peter Facinelli. Yeah,
I've never seen this movie. I've never seen Can't Hardly Wait. I was thinking of
maybe it's not Can't Hardly Wait. What's the movie?
You're thinking of She's Out of Control.
No, I'm not.
Where she walks down the steps in slow motion, and the father faints.
No, I'm not. I've never seen that movie.
That's a good movie.
It's She's All That. I'm thinking of.
Oh, with that Freddie Prinze Jr.
Freddie Prinze Jr. Ooh. That's when they take off her glasses.
They're the same movie.
Okay.
Just so you know. And they're both wonderful.
That's the thing where they take off her glasses and it's from Pygmalion.
I'm telling you, they just made, it's all, they're all the same movie.
Yeah, but yours is 1980s related.
Mine was
old, 90s.
Yeah. Mine was younger.
I had never seen that movie.
I loved Tony Danza. I loved, what's it called?
Who's the Boss?
Yeah, which they're, I guess, coming back with.
Is there a way to hook your head up to electrodes to make you remember things better?
It'll get done. It'll be like a robot. Yeah, Tony Danza says they're rebooting it. They're coming back.
So Who's the Boss?
Yeah.
Not with Judith Light.
If Judith Light comes, she's doing way too serious stuff to do now. And Mona's dead.
She's dead.
But you know that they're going to do, and what's his name's going to be real fucking gay.
Oh, Jonathan?
Yeah.
The kid?
I don't know if Alyssa Milano would come back.
I don't see that cast gelling.
I don't know.
That year's... We have to go back to the show.
Sorry.
We need to center you. We need to do an IFA ceremony to
you
center you.
You talked for 15 minutes about Queer as Folk.
Well, that was relevant.
It was not! Anyway, so her friends are gorgeous, and she's like, so... Yeah, I remember this guy. Well, I'm going this week, and I'm going to get married. And I love Lisette just goes, no.
No, you're not.
No, you're not.
You're not getting married over my dead body.
No, you're not. No, and she says...
These are good friends.
And Danielle says... Lisette says, the thing with Danielle is when she leaps into this, and she doesn't think about it until afterwards. And then she kind of goes,
did you know where she said... when she's like, I want a child, and they all go... Are you pregnant?
And that's when Lisette goes, no, no, no. And she actually stands up and kind of walks around just screaming no. Lizette was a star.
Then she says, this is why you know, y'all, we live here on this rock called Earth, the third rock from the sun.
Yeah.
And Danielle lives way out there in Uranus. Keep Uranus clean.
Yeah.
So
definitely the gay men don't live on Uranus.
When she says,
they live on Mercury. That's a top planet.
Very hot there.
Very hot.
And it's just, oh my God, it's so hot here.
Welcome to Mercury.
My face just caught on fire.
Oh my God.
I think Venus is pretty gay.
Oh.
Although it's supposed to be the womanly planet.
Oh yeah, it's just like a
men
fucking
are from
planet
Mars.
Of Lilith Fair.
Yeah, I think speculating about the sexualities of planets is a new pride thing for us.
That's it.
But no, what she said was, I've been waiting so long to have a normal, stable life. Oh, girl, take a look in the mirror. What do you see? You're a fucking mess. You're not, this is not normal and stable.
No.
When she says stuff like this, it's amazing when someone really says what they truly want, and it just gives you, you're like, wow, that's none of this is going to give you that.
I want to ask her, what is a normal, stable life?
I know. What they talk about the fact that she got a dog, didn't tell anybody that she wanted a puppy.
Oh, my God. That was about, so Sandra, who's the pregnant one, she was like, so a few months ago, she wanted us to get a dog. I just thought it was hilarious that literally they convinced this woman. She was like, you're right. I don't need to have a dog right now. I don't have space in my, like,
right.
They basically said they convinced her. And Lizette's like, she heard us. She heard us when we said she didn't need a puppy. So now she wants a fucking child with someone she's only known for 2 weeks.
Yes.
It just shows that, like you said, she's on another planet.
The others are kind of, all the others are out to lunch in a more comical way. I feel like Danielle is someone who has a child, at least one child, I know, and seems to live a reasonably together life, mm-hmm. but is a mess on the inside, y'all. This is going to be messy for them. Even if he's pretty even keel, she's going to be really messy. In the DR.
There's something that happened to her. There's something that it's going on because...
Something happened on the way to heaven.
Yeah.
So then this is another...
Let me just finish this because she says at one time, I don't want to live my life in fear. I want to live my life in faith. And I feel like sometimes people... I respect that. You can live your life in faith. I mean, I really believe, like we said, it's either fear or love. But in love... You can't have love without truth because true love, I think, is you have truth and honesty with people and trust and that with yourself. But this idea of I think that explains where she's coming from. This idea of faith means there's a difference of having faith in a belief and using your faith to be avoidant of the realities of life.
Yeah.
And I think that's what she's doing.
She's trying to leap without a net.
So it's literally like, I'm not even going to pretend, I'm not even going to acknowledge the fear. I'm just going to look past it.
She's leaping without a net and without a parachute. And she also says, she's like, do you have any concerns? She's like, well, here's one. He got a tattoo the other day with a dollar sign on it, on his arm. And the friends are like, oh, it's because of money. First of all, I've got to say, if you are a grifter, Johan, not the best idea.
Not the best idea.
I'm trying to figure out
why someone would get that
why
tattoo.
Would you get a dollar sign unless you were an inspiring rapper and it was part of your name?
I would get maybe a British pound if I was pounded in Britain.
Yeah.
But even then,
to
that's
remind
a stretch.
You of it.
Then, that's a stretch. But not a euro.
And I like you saying, but then he covered it up with a travel tattoo. And I'm like, of course he did.
Of course he did. Of course he did.
I think Johan, even though he has a huge penis,
yeah, because Sandra
might be pretty basic.
Oh yeah. Well, Sandra says, "How is the intimacy?" And that's where Danielle says, well, he's a giant. In
and
every
I need
sense
a recovery period.
She's
y'all.
Been there. Y'all, she's off and running. I don't know what's going to happen. Oh, wait. Yeah, I do.
Well, I know what's going to happen.
Yeah, I know what's going to happen.
We're going to take a commercial and we're going to be back with the gay guys.
Oh, yeah.
Poodle, I got to tell you, I think I just made one of the best investments for myself.
Oh, thank God. You got rid of those braces and decided to sew your mouth completely shut. Perfect.
No, the doctor just added 4 more months.
Oh, I think he's trolling me at this point.
No. See, now that I'm putting myself out there...
No one wants to hear about your dating life.
But you talk about yours all the time.
Because mine is interesting.
Well, I wanted to let you know that I took a page from your book and it worked.
Ooh, you slept with her ex to make them jealous?
No.
You pulled their credit report?
What?
Made a copy of their keys while they were sleeping?
How are you not in jail?
Deny, deny, deny.
No, Poodle. I decided to get myself a pair of Me Undies great new underwear, which makes my, important parts look more junk forward.
Junk forward? Wait, are you talking about the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies?
Yes, the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies.
I love the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies. There's no other way to date in this world. If you're not dating junk forward, you're doing it wrong.
I think you're right. And you never told me that they're so comfortable.
Well, usually I'm not wearing them that long. But yes, they are so soft, and the more you wash them, the softer they get. And they still keep you tucked and lifted in all the right places. When I wear them, I can barely keep men away from me. Oh, the way they stare. They look like burly, hungry cavemen searching for a nice meal after a long caveman day of nomadically crossing the tundra. To them, I'm like a piece of meat roasting over an open, smoky flame.
Speaking of smoking, not only does my junk look great in MeUndies, but my butt looks hot.
Okay, no one wants to hear your over-sexualized descriptions. Have some class.
Sissies, we've fallen in love with MeUndies, and you can too. They have a style for everyone. From all-black classics to fun, expressive prints, MeUndies has a look for everyone. Plus, they come in sizes extra small to 4XL, guaranteeing a flattering cut for everybody.
And MeUndies isn't just about underwear. Explore the lounge collection featuring joggers, hoodies, onesies, and more. With unmatched comfort, MeUndies signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, and oh so comfy, making it ideal for all-day wear.
And they use sustainably sourced materials and work with partners that care for their workers.
And you know Mother Poodle loves a return policy. Not happy with the first pair of MeUndies? It's on MeUndies. Caw!
Sissies, good things come in big packages at MeUndies. Get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/RealityGaze.
That's MeUndies.com/RealityGaze for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in. Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
To all our queens, to Caitlin and... the Canadian sissies.
Oh my God, Poodle. I can't stop singing that song either. It's so catchy.
So catchy. Sissies, we are obsessed with the Songfinch original song that we premiered at the Toronto Live Show. Songfinch lets you create an original radio quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and lasts forever.
For example, we wanted to create a song dedicated to our Canadian listeners, some of which have waited 4 to 5 years to see us live. After the show, we had so many people tell us how special the song made them feel, and we are still getting DMs and comments about it.
And the Songfinch songwriter was so clever, incorporating all our sissy references like Aunt Peggy's lip, Elizabeth Smart, and even keep going queens.
Yes. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
You can also choose unique add-ons to make the gift even more personalized, like a vinyl record of your song or a piece of one-of-a-kind art made from your lyrics. You can even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, an upcoming graduation or a wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their song to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anywhere, anytime.
Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us, too.
Songfinch.com/realitygaze. Now, Gary, play us out with a little bit of our Songfinch original song to all our queens.
Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Hey, hey,
our Canadian listeners. We know you get tired of waiting. Reality Gaze is coming to you. So no more complaining. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself, never be ashamed. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Have hope, keep going, queens.
She was looking real sleek, right down to her ass cheeks. I can't read my writing. Oh, she brings the passion, I demand satisfaction.
Let's break down these lyrics, shall we?
let's see if it scans, how the scansion works.
As a songwriter, Poodle.
Yeah.
How do you...
She's looking real sleek right down to her ass cheeks.
Is that right?
It's a clunky... In a pop context, it does. I'm not going to criticize it that much.
Really?
She brings the passion, I demand satisfaction. Those are okay near rhymes for pop songs. Our ears are tired for pop songs. We don't hear.
Worn out.
Yeah, we're worn out like an old, like me at 5 a.m. at Santa Monica and Highland.
Boy, that's worn out. That is worn out.
But I think the thing about for me is that he later on played this demo for his friends without it being mixed.
It sounded terrible.
And his vocals, although not, they're not the worst vocals I've ever heard, they had not been mixed at all, and he sounded awful.
Well,
you could mix that vocal, y'all, and make it sound okay. Like a good engineer could do it. But it was pitchy all over the place. I hate that term usually because it's not a helpful term.
Well, he needed breath work.
Yeah.
His breath is like grabby, grabby, grabby.
But we're talking about the wrong thing.
We need to talk about
Valentine's Lego hair.
That he just does have Lego
sits
hair.
Sits right on top of his head.
It is.
Y'all, no connection to his scalp at all.
Let's talk about Carlos and Dwayne Valentine, who goes by Valentine. By the way, it's capital V, small a, and then capital L, Valentine.
Actually, I'm going to say Valentine.
Valentine.
He will ever be known as Valentine.
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 Who is 46 and lives in Los Angeles.
And Carlos is 28. I kind of hope we'll see this person out and about, although we don't go out to gay clubs anymore, and I think Valentine does.
Yeah. Definitely, he is definitely a Trunks man.
Oh, Trunks.
Yeah.
I love going to Trunks. Oh, wow. The last time I used to go to Trunks, I would feel young. Now we're basically
you're right there.
We're there.
You're one of the old ones now.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. You would have to go to Gold Coast, but it closed. Now it's called Or.
Or?
Yeah, they're reopened. It's like a fancy gay bar now, and it's called Or.
All these gay bars are getting respectable.
Get it? Because Or means gold,
yeah,
y'all.
I get it.
Yeah, we get it. Yeah, we get it. Yeah, so...
So, Carlos, 28, from Colombia.
It's not a wig, by the way. I kind of asked around and... to some friends, just like...
But it doesn't even...
But it's a bad cut.
It looks like a hair system, though.
It's faded up too high in the back.
Is that it?
Yeah, it's the fade is bad, and it's just... It's such a blunt cut. But Lego hair is exactly what it looks like.
It's Lego hair. Like those men, you just stamp it on and move on.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right.
You can either... Like, you pop it off and you don't need it.
Yeah.
It's Lego hair.
It's not good.
Yeah, there was a lot of discussion online whether it was a wig or not or a hair system, and it's the way it is shaped.
I also think it's probably gray.
That's it.
And I think it is dyed all one black color.
And it either looks like Lego hair or someone just put a coconut on his head.
Yes, I think if he probably let his hair go natural, it would probably look better. But I have a feeling that Valentine doesn't want to show his age.
That's natural.
Well, I don't think he wants to show his age, which is why he's wanting to date a 20-year-old man.
28, yeah.
Or 28-year-old man, yes.
Okay.
But first, we meet Carlos.
Wow.
Who lives in Barranquilla?
Is that Barranquilla?
Barranquilla, Colombia.
Who is built like crazy. I don't love his confessional catfish mustache. Just to be honest, I know a lot of straight people have those. Gay people don't have those, y'all.
Some of the most don't. It is more of like a straight guy.
Yeah, I've seen a lot of straight guys do it.
But I've seen a couple. You'll see I've seen a couple of when I've been in Portland. Like in the Pacific Northwest, you've seen I've seen gay guys have it out there.
I don't like it.
But that is a thing. A lot of wax mustaches in the Northwest.
Yeah, because
I went to a gay, not with you, but I went to a gay bar several, and there were several. I was shocked how many there were.
I've seen it a lot on straight guys, and you can pull it off if you want to do it. I don't care. I don't love it.
I feel like if you teach. If you're a history teacher
or a mixologist,
at a liberal arts college, a mixologist or a teach a banjo school,
great. It kind of works for you.
Kind of works for you.
There's something about this that on a beach when you're working out, it doesn't work for me.
Because I think if you're going to have the long hair,
it's already enough.
Having the big beard and all that, it's a lot.
And it's not his beach look; it's his confessional look. That he said, this is when I need to get prettied up. And it doesn't match.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah.
It's like when you have when you do a dark, smoky eye and then a heavy red lip or a big, pick one. I'm getting to makeup
you
now.
You are. You're getting out of there. So he said, I'd love to work out because it gives me a personal confidence because as a child, I grew up in a small town and I could not be gay. So we already know gay time.
He's from a small conservative family. He's still not 100% out of the closet. In fact, his family doesn't know at all. Yeah,
he's only out to friends.
Well, and maybe some, we don't know. We just know that his family doesn't know at all. He must feel comfortable, though, where he is because he goes to meet his friends wearing rainbow socks.
That's true.
So it's like he says he's trying to live out loud, so to speak. He just wants to be happy.
And he met Valentine on apps, I believe. Can we talk? So
then we meet Valentine, right?
Yes.
He's in L.A. He's originally from Brooklyn. Brooklyn!
We've got another joke person. This is someone who is inflating their own image to be on television. This is... I'm not sure if this is an influencer grab, or I just think, this guy's such a bullshitter.
I think he's just... I think he's somebody probably who is just... he doesn't say it, but like Danielle, he takes up a lot of space in the room and wants to, and... I think for sure he probably wants to be some type of influencer.
Yeah, that's what I'm seeing.
But I think the difference of not in a Jabri way. Like, I think Jabri feels like he's always acting. I do feel like this guy, Valentine, this is kind of his authentic self, is just like,
wow.
I feel like he's just this guy. At least that's the feeling I got. Because he does HR. That's his day job. And yeah, sometimes HR people are always kind of like, they're either like Pam.
Yeah.
Or literally like Pam, y'all, in the first segment. Or they're kind of HR's, like the life of the party, always yeah, doing work events.
So he's a little, then I would, if it's that, I would call him pretty self-delusional.
Because he's about, a performer. Clearly yeah, he moved to LA to be an actor or whatever, to that's be a performer. Exact,
that tells me everything I need to know.
So he's
The fact that he moved here to be a performer, he's in HR. But he says, my big thing is songwriting and producing and music producing. And he says, and we heard him saying, we've already talked about it. He says, I knew I was gay when I was young, but I didn't know what it was called. And his parents found out at 18, they kicked him out, which was obviously upsetting.
So if he's 46, I'm 43. I came out in 19, so that was 98. So it's like 1995, 1994 when he came out.
Yeah.
So just to give people context, like, because that is, like, there was no will and grace or anything yet still. So his mom kicked him out of the house. I feel for the guy, especially, like, being a black man to come out like that. That was, boy, you had to feel like him and Kenny.
Yeah.
They did it back when Kenny, it was not
Kenny
easy.
Even earlier.
Yeah, even earlier, like in the 80s. So,
but I guess.
But he's singing about a woman's ass cheeks. Sing about a man's ass cheeks.
Well, yes, I guess what he says, I never found anyone who loved me unconditionally. And he's like, I was going through on social media and ran across Carlos's pics. Now, how this works, you guys, if for those of you who aren't educated for how gay apps work, it's usually on location and how close someone are near to you.
Yeah.
This is why I'm going to leave this. One of these men are looking for people in the U.S. Or
did
Valentine
he say gay
is looking,
app, or did he say social media? I'd have to go back
being,
and watch.
That's being a nice thing to say. It was an app. Had to be.
I mean, he could have like.
You Instagram, say it's like Instagram.
Instagram is always suggesting like gay people for me because it knows I'm gay. Like you even said, Instagram told you to follow Barbara Streisand because I was following her. I'm not. I'm not disagreeing with you. I'm actually saying you're right. I want to know the true story because if it's on Scruff or Grindr, you're right. Someone was looking to travel.
Yeah. I don't know
Whereas
which one it was.
Instagram, then that could have been.
Yeah.
I had my identity stolen by someone in Bali several years ago.
It was him. It was Valentine who ran across Carlos's pics.
Yes.
So
I guess he was either putting it.
Right, in Colombia.
Or if he saw him in his... I don't know. Maybe he'll answer that.
It was Carlos. This is the thing, though. Usually, if you're looking at pics, it's suggested to you some people who are already influencers.
Mm-hmm.
So is Carlos already an influencer?
I don't know.
But I'm saying this: the way this was told to us
very vague.
Is it was a simple... That's why it feels like a gay app thing, and they did not want to say it. That's why I assumed.
Which would be surprising to me because they're talking about being too activos.
That's true.
That's pretty honest. I don't know why you wouldn't want to say we met on a gay, like people say Tinder.
That is true.
Why?
So come at us, y'all. What do you think? Was it an app or did he just, it feels weird just to say I ran across your pics on social media.
Now, and, of course, not everyone that watches 90 Day Fiancé is as well versed in the Grindr as you are.
The Grindr, yes.
The Grindr.
But I'm saying you have to change your locations to know all these. And you are shown the world.
Yes.
But you don't, those are people you just send dick pics to, y'all. That's not someone you're looking to get in a relationship with. Mm-hmm. Especially a 2-year relationship where you've never met these people. So I think there's a couple of bricks shy of a load from both of these people.
Yes.
That they're going to be in a relationship for 2 years. I think Carlos is a little bit more, he's in an area that is, he's not out fully yet.
No.
And so I think, I guarantee you Valentine is not telling him about all the guys he's hooking up with.
No.
So that's where I am. That's why I think There's a falseness there.
I mean, Carlos does have 26,000 followers on Instagram. Wow! But
that's after the show aired.
That could have been after the show aired. Although, he shows a lot of pictures of his like fitness journey with his shirt off. Oh, wow. If that swimsuit's telling you anything.
Wow.
It's not a baby arm, but it's something. Yeah. Whoa. He does a lot of his fitness journey, so we don't know.
So, anyway, his friend, they're basically talking. He says, I have a thing for long, long hair. And I was like, fix yours, honey. Do something.
Maybe, yeah. I can't imagine, but if it's a hairpiece, it's faded well in the back. Because you texted me and asked, and I paused it several times and looked at the back. So it doesn't look, if there's not a wig line.
I thought it was so close to his eyebrows, though.
No, yeah. It's just so far down. I mean,
that's why I was.
Cause Lego hair is the best.
The hairline comes way down.
Yeah, it's a bad cut.
And it's interesting. Y'all, come at us hair sissies.
Yes.
Especially black hair sissies. Because I don't want to be insensitive about this, but that hairline is low.
No, I asked two people I know that are black, and they said it was a bad... They said bad haircut.
Okay.
Two black men I asked. They said bad haircut. They said bad haircut. They didn't think it was a wig. But they're also... I don't know. So come at us, sissies. We don't know. So many questions with their storyline so far. The hair... The apps.
I think, and the other thing here is, this is the big part. They've been dating for a year and a half, and they never met.
Yes.
I guess COVID.
I will say this so far has been, I'm surprised. People have been talking about the pandemic in 90 Day Fiancé. They didn't talk about it at all in this. And to me, I feel like that would be a plot point because...
It's
happening while they were filming and dating, but they're not.
So he says he's inviting his friends Harold and Jacinta over to listen to his song. Bad idea.
The reason I said that, if it wasn't COVID related, unless it was financial, it's odd to me that
he didn't visit him.
They haven't seen one another.
Agree.
And one of my best friends is from Colombia. He's been able to go back. During the pandemic. With his partner who was American born.
That's what I'm saying. This all feels sketch.
It feels weird, yeah.
That's why I kind of, the whole music angle, we see him on this first episode.
I don't care if it's sketch because they're going to be one of my favorite people to watch.
I agree with that. I think what I'm saying is the authenticity. I'm questioning his authenticity here.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And whether he's fronting or not. Or backing.
So
they're going front or back.
Front or back. Well, nobody's backing. So his two friends come over and listen to his music. Harold and...
It's great. Jacinta.
Jacinta, yeah. And so they already say, Jacinta's kind of like, or was it, Harold, one of them basically said, Harold says, yeah, Valentine's really kind of
dramatic.
A hot-blooded and dramatic guy. Yet Valentine is the one telling them that Carlos is hot-blooded and dramatic, and he's trying not
to
set
him off. Let's get the
popcorn. Oh.
So it says that we've already broken up and gotten back together several times. Mm-hmm. These relationships exhaust me.
Which
y'all.
Could explain why they haven't seen one another, because they'll start to make plans and then they break up.
Well, I think the big red flag here is that this is y'all introducing a value difference, as we like to say, that's a no-go in relationships.
Valentine has slept with a lot of his friends.
No, Carlos. You're right. Valentine has slept with a lot of his friends and believes in polyamory. Very different than sleeping with a lot of his friends.
But no, I was going to say, he started off saying, I've slept. But he brings that up because Carlos doesn't like that he's still friends with a lot of the people he slept with. I'm bringing that up because you've had friends that you've slept a lot with.
I don't consider myself polyamorous, which is very different.
That's what I'm trying to bring up, is that those are two different things.
That
is. So if you're watching this, don't think that's what polyamorous.
I fuck my friends, but I'm not polyamorous.
That's poodle.
Polyamorous means that you have there's usually a relationship aspect.
It's not just sexual.
Yeah, it's not just sexual. You can be in love with more than one person.
Now, because if they said he wants an open relationship.
That's exactly
that's
that.
That's usually like,
that's I can fuck my friends.
I have one boyfriend, but I need to fuck other people.
Exactly. That's
doesn't
an open
have
relationship.
To be my friends, even. Right. But fuck other people.
And usually an open relationship means that my relationship is my relationship I have an emotional intimacy with and other people I have sex with.
But as Harold says, Valentine has a really high sex drive.
It's strange that his straight friend, who I'm assuming is straight, knows that about him.
I don't know. I got a little gay vibe from Harold.
Okay,
but maybe
sure.
not. I don't know. But that's when Jacinta's like, yeah, I think the problem, Valentine attracts people like him, hotheads. Y'all, Jacinta basically said without saying, this has been happening and happening and happening.
They've been seeing this,
He's
yeah.
been making, that's why I
drama,
think.
Dramatic people.
I think that his dramaticism and his kind of bigness is like authentic. Like, I think. Bless his heart. I think Valentine is just a fucking hot mess.
Well, okay.
Jabri isn't as a hot mess and wants to.
I see the distinction.
There's,
yeah.
And so I feel like Valentine's good friends have to be with okay not being the center of attention because
yeah.
every time
no,
they go out, it's a Valentine
show. I see the distinction. I would find this person to be exhausting.
Oh, for sure. 100%.
Yeah.
100%.
He.
I hope he. What if he pops up on your grinder, your scruff?
I think I could tell from that hair system happening. That would be a swipe left for me, y'all. That hair would be.
Well, he probably A. You don't have long hair, and B. I guarantee you, we're too old for him.
I think you're right.
Yeah,
I think you're right.
Not 30 or under, he's not looking.
The other thing, y'all, he says. The biggest thing here is that he doesn't understand why I need to have polyamory in my life, and he doesn't understand that. He only wants to be with me. So it does seem like neither one of these two men are concerned with that problem, which is a big value problem.
Yes.
To me, the biggest, even bigger than the two tops problem. And so that we talked about this before. They both identify as tops. Now,
Carlos is going to talk about it later.
For those of you who don't know about this, the show did lay this out saying, the penetrative role is a top. The receptive role is a bottom. Now, In kind of stereotypical gay culture, men are known as tops and bottoms, or versatile, as they said. You flip back and forth.
Not familiar.
Now, I want to say there's a lot of times people, there's a, that just happened, and The Advocate covered it, that Grindr is adding something called a side. A side.
Okay.
A side, like S-I-D-E. You identify as side, which means you don't consider yourself a top or a bottom, and you don't identify with penetrative sex.
Oh, yeah.
You're like not familiar.
I know not familiar personally, but I do know a lot of, not a lot, but I know a good handful of gay friends, and they don't want to have anything to do with butt sex.
Yeah, I know.
They just
like
a good
blowjob.
They don't want anybody near their butt.
So just for clarity.
Not familiar.
I don't want to tell these men don't worry about penetrative sex because it seems like it is important for both of these two men.
Well, I think you can say that. Yeah, it's important to them. Yeah.
And so I want to kind of take that away for pimples. Just don't have sex. And I think both of them do enjoy having penetrative sex.
I mean, I could not be in a relationship if we did not, like, I want to have butt sex in my relationship. That's important to me. Could you?
No, I probably could not.
Yeah. It's intimacy to me. Yeah. So,
I mean, I can have intimacy other ways.
Yes, I can.
But I've been in relationships where I haven't had it.
Mm-hmm.
But usually those were in kind of relationships where there was someone else who was banging me on the side. So.
All right. All right, so.
And they knew. The other person knew.
Oh, okay, yeah.
So.
They always knew?
Most of the time. We just didn't talk about it.
Well, you weren't committed.
Yeah, we weren't.
Yeah, so there you go.
So, anyway.
So they're both not excited to really.
Because neither one wants to bottom.
And Harold's like, what are you going to do? Wrestle for it?
That's why I think he's a straight man.
Yeah,
guys would not ask that.
So, but Carlos feels like cheating is cheating. So cheating is cheating.
This is, to me, this is bigger than the whole two tops thing.
No, for sure. For sure.
I can't believe that neither one thinks this is okay. These are two somewhat reasonable, intelligent human beings. They can't get. They're just assuming the other person is going to come over to their way of feeling.
Literally been in the same space.
Yeah.
So they've had this.
Not going to go well.
They've had this fantasy idea and they.
Didn't go good.
As we see Carlos talking to his friends, Victor and Ernesto, Victor is gay.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Victor was like.
So is Ernesto.
Yeah. And so. And I forget
their friend, female name. It's spelled. It began with a J, and I feel bad because it was happening so fast I didn't write her name down.
We're such gay men. We were like, and there was a woman there. Bless our hearts, but we don't mean it that way. It was quick. And so Carlos, he's meeting with his friends, and that's basically where he said. He says, so just so you know, if you didn't watch, where we say tops and bottoms here in. Poodle, and I'll be honest myself, we're quite familiar with the term activos and
pasivo.
That's the term. And so that's what they're, but he's saying we're both activos. And so.
Just before you so go on.
Yeah.
He tells the friends he's going to ask Carlos to marry him. That's a big thing.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, sorry. Yeah. He does say that. Valentine does say, I'm going to have to marry. And that's where Jacinta's like, yeah, this is ridiculous.
I agree with her.
But whereas.
Misguided.
It's very misguided. Where Victor and Ernesto are like, he's saying that they're kind of seeing ridiculous on the other side.
Two tops.
That Carlos is saying, not only are you two tops, but they also are like, wait a minute. You're going to come out to your family and then introduce your sister.
To this guy.
So you're going to come out and then introduce you to your boyfriend. Don't you feel like that's a lot? And he's like, well, I just want to be free. But Carlos is also saying that they both are very attracted to each other's ass. So that's not going to go. So
this is absurd.
Like, boom, boom, boom. It's like. This we don't agree on. This we don't agree on. This we don't agree on. Let's get married.
Here's the thing. This is a car rolling down a hill with no brakes, and the car is already slightly on fire.
And, yes.
That's how bad this is.
And that down the hill is someone with a can of gasoline.
Yes, and there's like a newborn baby in the car.
And when the car explodes, there'll be glitter because it's gay.
Yeah. That's how dire we are.
And just like Mother Debbie on The Single Life, we put this into action, y'all. And you can thank the reality gays for this. Because we said when Kenny and Armando were on 90 Day, we said we love them, but we hope one day we can get messy gays. And we got it.
Manifested it.
And Poodle said, I just want messy lesbian female drama.
Manifested it.
And you manifested it because someone's going to just completely dump their lesbian lover for an American man.
I don't think that's going to happen.
I don't think that's going
to
happen.
This is a scam sandwich. We're going to get into. That's what I'm calling it. It's a scam sandwich.
Let's skip and talk about them, and then we'll end with Ariana and Sherlock. There's not too much. Let's just get into the scam.
Let's go to Eeyore.
Let's talk about
Scamville.
Y'all, it's...
I'll tell you why it's a scam in a little bit.
We meet Abby.
And Gabby.
Abby's 34. I didn't get Gabby's age. She's around the same age, it looks like.
I think she's older.
Okay. And then later we'll meet Frankie, who's 45.
From Nashville.
But
And Abby's from Mexico.
Abby is from Mexico. Gabby is too, right?
Yes.
She's an assistant to an engineer. So she's an assistant. And so Abby has been dating Gabby for 10 years, y'all.
Okay. Take that.
10 years.
And this is lesbian years.
That's like 50 to a gay couple.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's a long time they've been together. Now, they have had, I think they said they had a threesome.
Yes, they've had threesomes. I will say they've been together, from our knowledge, living in Mexico. And what we know from...
They are in Guadalajara, though, so it's...
It's better. But we also know, like, from Armando's story, like, to be together 10 years ago, they had to go through a lot of shit, probably, and really be there. So this is, like...
Totally agree.
A very probably committed long-term relationship. So...
They
I'm saying that because later on, you kind of, everybody's head kind of went like a dog and went, huh?
Yeah. They both identify as bi.
They do.
They say that. Now, and then Abby says, women are so kind and soft, and men have penises.
Men have dicks.
Both of those things I agree with.
I agree with, yeah.
So, I want to say, this is where 5 months ago, they met their wallet. I mean, Frankie.
They're Frankie.
Mm-hmm. Now, we're going to talk about this later. Is there anything that tells you that Frankie has money?
Yeah.
What?
Oh, I mean, well, oh, that I don't tells know if you he's about- rich, but he lives in a nice house. He does
That's
have
true.
One, he does have one of those nice refrigerators with a television screen on. Those are
That is true.
Those are not cheap.
So maybe he...
Those are expensive.
So maybe he does have... That's what I was trying to figure out, because I was thinking this...
He lives in a newer house in Nashville.
So maybe there is something
Nashville
there.
Nashville is...
not cheap.
Nashville is not a cheap city. What does Frankie do for a job again?
He is... I wrote this down. He is... I will tell you. He's customer service. And he is 45 years old.
He's 40. He's a manager, though, because remember he met his... or it's something like that, because he met his first wife, because he was her
supervisor.
You messed
me saying he was 45.
What... He did say 45. See, 45, that made me laugh. 45. It's funny.
It's funny in a way that's kind of sad.
I know, but like, I like Frankie, so which means I'll end up not liking him.
Frankie's
because everybody
delusional.
He's delusional, but he's like lovable delusional.
I gotcha. I can see that.
Not like delusional like Caesar, who like, God, but like,
or Danielle.
I'm trying to think who's been lovable yet delusional on 90 Day, and I can't think of a lot.
Well, this is episode one, so I'm going to ask you to hold your tongue.
No, I'm saying now, I'm putting myself out there. I'm putting myself in the audience's place. Remember, you know, we thought we liked Eve. That's good. Remember, I'm saying I like Frankie right now. That's going to come crashing to a halt.
I've just stopped saying I like anybody.
Yeah, because Matt Sharp's going to take her heart from us.
So he does say I had low self-esteem, but then I figured out I knew how to dance and all that changed. Again, this is dancing.
It's cute dancing.
But it's like...
it's the way like a DJ gets out and dances for your wedding when he's trying to get you to dance.
Yeah.
It's like that.
Like he's not popping and locking.
No, it's not as though you think you can dance.
I guess I'm going to say this. I think Frankie has a lot of people in his life who feel sorry for him.
I mean, I feel that way for him already.
I know.
And I go, like, already I'm going, oh, Frankie.
Exactly.
So, like, we pity him, I think.
And I think that's not good. It winds up not being a great experience with anyone who is dealing with this, because Frankie already says, I don't feel good about myself. And so that's always going to be an issue.
Yeah.
And also, when you pity someone, you're a late relationship with them, that's not a great dynamic to be in.
No, it's not.
So maybe Abby doesn't do that, but he did meet his previous wife, and she's like, our love outgrew each other. That's what he said.
Yeah.
But
they grew out one another. And then about 6 months after the divorce, he was depressed and his best friend took him to Puerto Vallarta.
Yeah.
Been to PV. You've been, right?
Yes.
Yeah,
and
beautiful.
Then he says, so my friend brought these two gorgeous women.
Which it's super.
Abby and Gabby.
But that makes sense that they live there. And there are a couple, because y'all, if you don't know this, PV is like one of the gayest parts of
You
know, so. But yeah, it's
your friend.
I'm like,
it feels like he's a broker. That's
like,
what it felt
did
like
you,
to me.
Were they escorts?
That's what it felt like to
because,
me. And my idea of a scam here is that their friend, his friend, is in on the scam.
Because look, y'all, I've been to PV on a gay trip, on like a friend's 40th gay trip. There are people that you can hire for activities all over Puerto Vallarta.
Right.
So
they're in Guadalajara now. They live in Guadalajara. But yeah,
But he was in PV when this happened.
Right.
Yeah.
But I just want to say this is a
Frankie's
scam,
like,
and the friend is in on it.
It's like they immediately gravitated towards me.
Who knew?
Now, and look, I'm just going to say it. everybody's attracted to you, everybody's they're attracted. But based on his age and the way, and not even his way, it really is like the age, and honestly, just like, I don't think Frankie's necessarily like in his face a super, he just looks normal.
Yeah.
Abby is fucking drop dead gorgeous, like beautiful. And Gabby is beautiful too, but like Abby is like a 10.
Yeah.
Frankie's not a 10.
And mismatches happen, you guys, but they're rare. Let's be honest.
All of this is scam sandwich. Scam Mitch, or what did you say?
It's a scam sandwich.
But you combined it. It was clever.
No, scam sandwich.
Oh, you did
Scamville.
Something. Scamville. So he said, you know, and then we actually slept in the same bed, but nothing happened. But then the next morning.
In the shower.
This is a Poodle Boudreaux.
When they got the deposit.
They take a shower. And this is after you already see what happened is he took a shower. They ran his ID to see if he had a 401k. And then they found out he had some savings. Yeah.
Y'all.
What's that app called on your phone, Poodle?
CreditWise. If this winds up working out, what will I do? Let's see. I've topped before.
You'll be a top.
I've done it. I'm saying something that's really, really remote of happening.
Okay.
I'll pay for you for dinner.
that never happens.
I'll eat my microphone.
You do that before you pay for my dinner.
That's true. I'll eat my microphone cover. If this winds up, this is ludicrous. It's going to be fun watching this scam go down. But anyone who really believes this is real is deluding themselves.
It's more obvious than Ariana and Sherlon.
I don't think Sherlon wants to get money from Ariana.
No, but I mean that everybody else sees it, I'm sure.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
I would almost say even more obvious than Caesar and
Maria.
I don't want to be an accountant.
I kind of respect Maria, though. Oh. Remember when you saw Maria was real, everybody?
Oh.
So, big thing. Turns out, Abby and Frankie have been carrying on a relationship that Gabby doesn't know about.
And her heart now has fallen for Frankie.
I'm sure it has, Abby.
So, Frankie's...
Sure it has.
Frankie's brother and his nephew, Luan, I didn't get the brother's name.
Luan. No,
Luan is the nephew.
Marcus. Marcus is the brother. Luan is the hot one.
He is hot. Luan comes over, and Luan was funny, actually. And so the brother, though, is like, why are we here, man? And
it's like, you never cook for us.
And so he's like, well, and he says, so, you know, I've been dating these two women. And he's like, really? And Frankie shows him the picture, and Luan says, ooh, you got some exotic times.
And y'all, it is very obvious to his brother and nephew that these women are hustling him.
Yeah.
And it is so obvious.
He says, so yeah, in fact, I've actually fallen in love with Abby and I'm going to go to Mexico. Abby and I are going to tell Gabby together that Abby's going to come back with me.
Now, I have to ask you. Does Gabby not really know about this? Or is this going to be
Is it a long hustle?
Is it a long con? Is Gabby going to actually ask to go with them and to be a throuple?
You know what? That's actually what we don't know. That's the only mystery of this. Did this start as a throuple hustle? And Abby now is hustling.
Throuple hustle.
Is Abby hustling both Gabby and Frankie?
Ooh.
This is like that movie Heartbreakers. You never know. Is it Jennifer Love Hewitt or Sigourney Weaver who's in charge?
I was going to say The Usual Suspects, but sure.
You know what? I picked the gay version.
I don't think I saw Heartbreakers.
Oh, it's just drag queen campy.
Oh, okay.
And Sigourney Weaver is just wearing that just drag queen wig.
There's so many movies in the 2000s or romantic comedies that were straight to they were in the theaters for a little bit that I was like, why would I see that in the theater?
Yeah.
And I never wanted to see them on a DVD.
I did.
But I feel like you saw all of them.
I did get that at Long Grove Video. It's a special for the week. Yeah.
I feel like you saw all of those movies.
Oh, I did. I saw a lot of
them. They were all romantic comedies.
Oh, I did see a lot of them, yeah.
I have a hard time sitting through them, rom-coms.
I don't watch a lot of rom-coms now.
Interesting.
But I did.
Why not? What made you want to watch them before and not now?
I actually think that a rom-com is one of the hardest movies to make.
Agree.
That's good.
Especially to make me like one.
To make me believe that you're in love and to be funny about it is very hard.
I agree.
And a lot of them are just not good.
Yeah, I agree.
And now that Gary Marshall's dead, a lot of them really aren't going to be good. And Gary Marshall and Nora Ephron. What the fuck? Who's doing it now?
So, the most important thing you need to know here is, y'all, number one, this is a hustle.
It's a hustle.
This is a scam.
It's a scam.
I just don't know who is scamming who and how complex this scam is.
I am very excited for this tell-all with Sean Robinson just
Me
talking
too.
To these people.
Did Love in Paradise have a tell-all the first season?
Did it?
I don't think so.
I don't think
Maybe
it
I'm
did.
Wrong.
Y'all, they're going to have one. If they're going to do 90 Day to Single Life, tell more.
Let's talk a little bit about Eeyore and Eeyore's lover.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, God. Ariana and Sherlock. Now, I got to say, Odin is a really cute baby.
He is. There was not a tell-all for
I didn't think
season
so.
One. Yeah.
Yeah. And
I
so,
hope so
they say, and Odin's very funny and smart. Charlotte, of course, is still in Jamaica. There's maybe Carl's wife is the only one who thought he'd be over here at this point.
Yeah.
She also still believes in the thruple.
Oh, yeah.
all three love love. Frankie gets him with his dance moves. He's like, I got your work, Carl.
Oh, bless. So, she talks about it. We don't need to go through all that. So,
She talks about what happened.
The baby's born early, all that kind of stuff.
Remember, she had that emergency C-section. He was born 3 months premature. He's fine now.
Cut to he's 10 months old, and as Ariana says, and Sherlon's missing all of it.
Sherlon is missing all of it in her Midwestern, in her Quincy, yes. Illinois accent.
So this is what she said that I went, honey, you just said your proof. She said, I thought when Sherlon saw the baby on the video that would kickstart the process of him coming over here, but he hasn't done anything.
And she also thought that as soon as she saw the baby on the video, that would also awaken some type of love for her.
That's where we...
This conflation is almost... It is just unbelievable.
That's where we all this whole time have been like, wow, girl. It's not that she doesn't expect him to be a father. It's that she's expected him to fall in love and
love
be
her.
This Disney movie,
yeah.
Happy fairy tale ending. So she said, because she even says, so I'm taking a trip. I'm going there. And the purpose of this trip.
Maybe if she was like the Little Mermaid, if she didn't talk, Sherlock would be in love
maybe,
with her.
Maybe. Maybe. But she said the purpose of this trip is to establish if we are a future husband and wife.
Like, it's girl, laughable because he has told you every single moment. He's not ready for that. And he's actually said, you will not force me to get married with your 90-day fiance visa.
Because we see him saying, y'all, he's with the shopkeeper. It's clear that he's never bought anything for this baby. Because
she also doesn't know how old this baby is. She's like, what about a Hot Wheels?
And he's saying, well, the baby's 10 months old. Well,
still.
Well, you don't need a bottle. He's like, well, no, the baby takes a bottle. This woman, this is the most opinionated show. She's like, no baby who's 10 months should be on a bottle. I'm like, stay in your lane. Just sell him the shit.
I think she was really trying to sell him a bunch of shit.
But that's where he does say, I feel like Ariana, he's worried that she's going to use the kid as collateral to lock him down. And guess what? She is.
See Emily and Kobe.
Yeah, the dictionary, yes, right there, the 90-day dictionary.
And Charlotte even says, we did things backward because we had a baby, and then we got to know each other. So they're just learning to know each other.
They didn't just do things backwards. They did things backwards, upside down, and in a different hemisphere.
That's true.
That is how, but I bring that up. That's how opposite this is. And for Ariana to think that this is going to get tied up in a nice little bow, there's a reason her mother and sister aren't going with her this time.
Yeah.
Because they're like, girl, you crazy.
I feel like they're kind of done with her.
Oh,
I feel
they
like
they have to be.
And it's interesting. I don't think Ariana has a lot of close friends she can talk to about this.
No.
Because every single friend who actually wanted to help her would say, honey, you can have abandon this idea of getting this man to marry you and being in a loving relationship with you. Make him your daddy's baby. Make him your baby's daddy. Make him your baby's father. And you know, do whatever you can. Go to Jamaica as much as you can to have him see his, because I would hope you would want that for your son, mm-hmm. to get to know his father. But stop trying to force this relationship template onto it. He doesn't want that.
No, I would. She needs a Lizette in her life. I would even take it a step farther of maybe go see him every once in a while, but it's not Ariana's responsibility to make sure the father is in her child's life.
Exactly.
Sure. It's come out of sissy, but I don't think it's crazy hard for him to, it wouldn't be hard for him to get some type of visa to just come see his child now again.
It is easier for her to travel there, definitely.
It is.
But it would be, I don't think it would be, for him to get a tourist visa once a year, not a hard thing. And she comes down there. Yeah.
Come on.
I would honestly like to ask Sherlon how much, and this would be, he probably wouldn't be able to answer this. How often would you like to see your kid?
And I think, because this is the feeling I get, I don't think he cares, really.
I don't. I think he cares, but I think he cares when he's asked about it and when he thinks about it.
I was going to say, I feel like he's saying he cares about it because he's on television.
Yeah.
But he's a fuck boy.
Yeah.
Y'all remember, he works at
a naked resort.
He works at a naked resort in Jamaica where people get down and have like fucking swinger groupie shit.
Yeah. And I don't necessarily, he does that, but he has been involved, I think, sometimes.
He did say that. Yes, he does do that.
I just think...
There's pictures of his dick online. Remember?
Yes, the sneaky snake.
It was huge.
But yeah, again, this is there. The Ariana-Sherlon relationship is DOA. Whatever relationship he has with his son after this is his to make.
It's his to make.
But their relationship is the idea of her trying to create a relationship is just laughable. And everyone sees it but her.
For instance, difference being, and then I'll hush up about this, let's compare fuckboys. Now, granted, she was there living in Ethiopia, but Biniam is a fuckboy.
Yeah.
But he has taken an active relationship in his son's life.
Yeah.
And I know they lived it, but I think even if...
But that was through... I guarantee you that was through Ari's... doing.
That's true. That's through Ari's. So, man, that's not a good comparable. But because even remember, she was saying, like, when she was pregnant, like, she would try to Skype with Sherlon and he wouldn't answer.
Right.
Like, yeah. Oh, well.
That's the show, y'all. Wow.
It's still going to be enjoyable to watch.
Wow. Lip is coming hard this season.
I love this season
already.
And we've
still got Emmer and Daniel.
We talked way too long about this, but that's just because
Chicken
it's so
fingers,
good.
What do I want, Daniel?
Ranch dressing, Daniel. It's ranch dressing.
They are going to be the heart because he's just like cutting grass on a push mower.
Oh, back in Florida.
Somewhere that's green.
All right, everybody. Go to realitygaze.com. Come see us this summer. Summer should be fun. We would love to see y'all out on the road. So buy your tickets. Check the theater to see what they're doing about their COVID procedures and all that. That is because they're going to know more than we are. Be sure to check out our Plathville, by the way. We did that collab with Cray Cray.
Gay Cray.
Gay Cray.
Plath Cray.
Part one is on the Gay Cray Patreon at their
$5
level.
Which I think it should be out now.
It is out. They both came out at the same time. Part two is on ours at the $5 level of the Patreon as well. It is not on the free feed of any of our shows, y'all, because Plathfield for both of us is a Patreon only show, or sub, or we both have Supercast.
Right.
They have Supercast too. So it's on that level. Y'all, we call these people. This was so bonkers, I almost feel like we need a new sign-off, but we're going to keep going. We call these people Lonely Hearts because aren't we all just Lonely Hearts looking for love in the islands?
In paradise.
In paradise.
Yes.
And if you're looking real slick, right down to your ass cheeks,
call us.
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.